On a feast day in my hometown, I was invited to give a sermon during the Holy Mass. Before the offertory, the parish priest made an announcement asking those who had brought money for the offering to take it in their right hand and lift it up. Almost everyone in the church raised their hands, holding the money. The priest then offered a prayer for them. At that moment, my heart was drawn to a few poor individuals who stood with their heads bowed, unable to lift their hands because they had no money to offer. After the Mass, they left the church immediately, burdened with shame. Meanwhile, the expressions on the faces of those who had raised their hands showed a sense of pride, as if they had done something great for God. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 10, we read that glory of God left the temple and took residence above the cherubs. Similarly, I felt that God on that day had left the church and gone with those poor individuals who had walked away in shame, unable to lift their hands. Today's gospel conveys the same message. God did not dwell with the Pharisee who stood inside the temple listing his good deeds, but instead he was with the tax collector who stood at a distance, not even daring to enter. This gospel reminds us that while we may sit inside the temple counting our good works, God may be outside, dwelling with the ordinary and humble people.